Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com as well as rate, review of iTunes.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, as-salatu was-salam ala Rasulillah. This week, London has been hit by another political storm. It was exposed that wealthy businessmen can buy their way to have access to the British Prime Minister. They've been invited to have dinner with him and put their case for their own views, their own business, their own policies. There's concern all over the political spectrum that it means that businessmen might think they can buy their way to access policies. Some people have said this Prime Minister is a pay-per-view Prime Minister. But no one should be surprised. This is not unique to one Prime Minister, nor one government. Anyone who's watched the British political scene over the last 20 or 30 years has seen scandal after scandal. There was the Cash for Questions affair, where businessmen were paying MPs to ask questions on their behalf in the House of Commons. There's been similar scandals hitting the House of Lords. The last government faced a criminal investigation for possibly taking donations to their political party in order for people to buy their way into the House of Lords and get peerages. The democratic political system is one that mixes power and money like no other one does in the world. Whether in Britain, the United States, France, Pakistan, or Afghanistan. Political parties are funded by big business. Lobbyists spend huge amounts trying to influence the political process. They say it's government by the people, of the people, for the people. But in reality, democracy turns out to be government by the people, of the people, for the rich, for the business people, for the corporate organisations. They influence policy to such an extent that when governments have to take decisions, they'll always take decisions that favour business rather than the ordinary person. In last week's budget, the government cut tax for the richest people in Britain. And at the same time, they reduced benefits to pensioners, old people. When asked about this, when challenged about this, the British government replies, "We want there to be a signal that Britain is open for business. It's all about business, from the justification that it creates jobs, but in the end, it's really about jobs for the few and not jobs for the many." The party funding system, the lobbying system, the lucrative contracts that politicians get when they leave government and they take up directorships with large companies, all of these make the relationship completely unhealthy and the influence pernicious. Why am I addressing this? I'm speaking about this because at the moment, across the Muslim world, people are looking for an alternative to what they've got at the moment. In the Arab countries where men and women are rising up to overthrow the corrupt regimes backed by the West and to look for something different, some people are going to them and saying, "You want a democratic alternative. You want real democracy." My message is, we live in a real democracy in Britain, and even people within this country are losing confidence in the political system. If you want to see a real democracy, go and ask them in Iraq or Afghanistan, where after the Western occupations, they brought democracy to those places, and they're now rife with corruption. If you want to see a real democracy, go and ask the people of Pakistan and Bangladesh how their democracies have fared over 4, 5, or 6 decades. And they'll tell you it's brought no well-being for the ordinary people. If you want to see a real democracy, then have a look at Westminster that has had scandal after scandal after scandal in what they call the mother of all parliaments. The only hope for real change for people in the Muslim world is if they look back to Islam and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained as a political system and what the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought. The system of Khilafah, which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us about in many ahadith, is one that has certain things that protect the people from this kind of corruption. The first and most important thing is that legislation comes from the Sharia alone. That it doesn't come from political lobbyists. It doesn't come from rich business people trying to influence the parliamentary process. It comes from the Sharia alone, and so is not open to influence. The second thing, which is in the Khilafah system, is that the Khalifa is bound by terms and conditions of a contract. And the most important one in this context is that the Khalifa must be just, adil. Any history of corruption means that a man cannot stand for political office as Khalifa or be appointed as a governor in the Khilafah state. So people like Asif Ali Zardari, who are racked with histories of corruption, could never even make it to that level. And if somebody, while they were in office, was to do an act of corruption, it would be a termination of their contract. Because there's a judicial system in Islam where a judge called the Qadi Madhalim in a court called the Mahkamat al-Madhalim, the court of the unjust acts, he has the power to remove the Khalifa if he violates his contractual conditions. People in the Muslim world, if you're looking for a change, a real change, don't go from the tyranny of one man like Mubarak or Gaddafi or Ben Ali, or one family like the Assad family or the Bhutto Zardari family or the Sharif family. Don't rely on changing from one form of tyranny to another, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Whoever rules by other than what Allah has revealed, they are the oppressors. And when you see the way the political process works here, benefiting the rich over the poor, benefiting the elite over the ordinary man, and when you see that across Pakistan and Bangladesh and all the other democracies around the world, you realize the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.